Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. When Paul begins his ministry, people immediately think about his past in order to discredit his ministry. Or in the case with the disciples at Jerusalem, they fear him and they don't trust him. Listen to what the Word of God says, Acts chapter 9, verses 19 through 28. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. And when many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the disciples and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. Did you notice what happened in Jerusalem? A brother comes along, Barnabas, the son of encouragement, and takes Paul under his wing, encourages Paul by standing with Paul. It says that Barnabas took him. And the idea of that word in verse 27, it has the connotation of taking someone by the hand. And so Barnabas took Paul by the hand, so to speak, and led Paul up to the other apostles and disciples and told them, "He's one of us now." From the beginning of Paul's ministry, ministry was tough. People didn't trust him, and they had every reason to be a little leery. Some wanted to kill him. The hunter became the hunted. But through it all, Paul preached boldly. He preached boldly in Damascus and in Jerusalem. And through it all, there were brothers in the faith by his side, encouraging him. The temptation when ministry is hard is to back off the message, to lighten it up. The disciples in Damascus, they could have said, "Paul, lighten up, brother. Soften up your message. Don't be so passionate. Your intolerance and your Christ alone message doesn't sell well here. You see how upset the people are getting." Listen, we live in a time where it is tempting to put soft edges on the gospel to make it more appealing so folks won't have to deal with the reality of their sin and a holy God. But when we attempt to soften the message, we are in the wrong. Before the gospel can be encouraging, there is a boatload of discouragement involved. Discouragement like we're born sinners and rebels against a holy, just, righteous God who will pour out his wrath against that sin. And even more discouraging is that there's not one thing you can do to commend yourself to this God. But the encouragement in the gospel is that God has done it all. He sent his Son to absorb his wrath against our sin. And Jesus does this on the cross so that anyone who repents of his sin and turns to Christ, placing his hope and trust in the resurrected Christ, they will be saved. We need to understand that ministry is going to be hard. It just is. The gospel offends people, so gospel ministry is going to offend people. It's going to be difficult at times. And when ministry is difficult, you need to have people who can encourage you to the person where strength is found, and that's Jesus Christ. You need those kinds of people in your life, and you need to be one of those types of people for other believers. There are people in your church that need someone to stand with them and to encourage them. And listen, if you are one of those people who need the encouragement, you need to put yourself on a collision course with others in your church and let them know you need encouragement. The world is going to be against you. They may bring up your past, or they may talk about how dreadful your future will be if you continue on as a Jesus follower. Ministry is hard. Not just ministry as a pastor, but your ministry at work, in your community, in your family, even in your church as a small group leader or Sunday school teacher, whatever it may be. People will sometimes break your heart. And if you don't have a group of godly disciples around you, you may just want to quit. But You are to be God's means of encouragement to someone who is experiencing the difficulty of ministry. You are to be God's means of encouragement to focus someone's attention on Christ. You are to be God's means of encouragement to help someone lean upon God's strength instead of their own. You are to be God's means of encouragement to someone in sorrow, someone in fear, someone in laziness, someone in ridicule, someone experiencing setbacks. God's means of encouragement is you, the church. So let's get busy and let's do this day by day. Hey, one way that you can be an encouragement is to pray for Michael Strong, his wife Laura Beth, and their children. They will be new missionaries planting a church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they need your encouragement. Also, remember to pray for the Armenian broadcast in the target area of Armenia.